Okay. So has there any been okay, today let's start off easy. And has there any was there any attempt from the government side to reach out to you, to contact you somehow?
You mean
Have they ever initiated a contact from their side to you? Or is it always that you are contacting them?
well, usually the initiative is on our side. We had couple of instances when the government got in trouble because they didn't publish or release information based on the Freedom of Information Act, and we used all the tools possible, so also court action, and they got into trouble, so they reached out then to us to mediate and to maybe stop a court case and agree on publishing or releasing the information before that. But usually, I must say, usually our governments and our politicians are still not very happy with citizens criticizing them. So
Well, like all
usually,
politicians, I guess.
yeah. So usually the government tries to scandalize us or tries to say that we are funded from abroad and we are there to distract Slovakia or Slovak political system and etc. And it can be on a larger scale, like for example with some governments and some political parties, although they don't speak to us on an official level, unofficially there is a dialogue going on with individuals when we meet at conferences or TV or radio debates. There is a dialogue, but generally they try to they try to kind of when you criticize, we have a saying that if you can't stop the content because there is nothing to blame on the content, then you try to kind of scandalize the author of the content.
True, true, true. I know how the PR people work and how they can manipulate different things to
Yeah.
achieve what they want. Well, but okay, so but anyhow, how would you describe your relation with let's say with the officials, with the government? Is it okay? Like, let's say in general, or do they have you ever, for example, received something like appreciation from the government side for pointing out some things?
Not really. Not really. I can't
Okay.
imagine. Usually, it's interesting. Usually, when the same parties get into opposition, they use our findings.
Of course, to kill the second side.
Or they somehow like tolerate us. Like for example, last year when I was nominated by the American Embassy on like to win the award, it's called Woman of Courage, and it's the award of Secretary of State
Yeah, I know.
in the U.S. The embassies around the world nominate for that. He held kind of a reception, and couple of members of parliament came. So on an unofficial level, when we meet individually, they would show some appreciation as an individual or to the organization, but it's never on an official level. So it seems that when there is an appreciation that comes from abroad, from the embassies or from the European Commission, they somehow have to deal with it and respect it,
Yeah.
but it never comes from their side.
Okay. So later on, I mean, with how many people are you working at this moment?
Yes, we have seven. No, we have six people as a core staff, and then we have a couple of students working part-time or on internships, and of course we have a pool of experts that we either ask for advice or to join on a certain project, but that's either on a pro bono voluntary basis or we get special kind of special discounts from these experts.
Okay. So, and how do you attract new, let's say, first of all, people to come to you, or how do you promote the everything you do?
I must say that we use kind of a combination of the basic channels of media. We hold press conferences, or we hold events like, for example, protests, or we try to make the press conferences more interesting. So not, for example, have it inside and sit somewhere in a hotel room or in a rented room, but we usually, for example, try to go to the ministry or go to the institution concerned in and hold a briefing in front of the institution, and we usually try to accompany it with, like for example, when we initiate criminal proceedings, we would hold a briefing in front of the prosecution office, and we would accompany the briefing or the press conference with handing in the documents, so the journalist can immediately go to that institution for a reaction. So this is kind of the basic channels. We also blog and write commentaries. We take part in TV debates, radio debates. We have our own videos on the website, so we try to pass as much information directly to the
Do you have
journalists.
some certain, do you have some, let's say, is there anyone explicitly responsible only for promotion of your ideas? I mean, in your organization, or is it like just everyone, all hands to deck?
Basically, it's basically a combination. I am the spokesperson, and I am doing a lot of the PR and media work, but I have to combine it with all other jobs. Then one of my other colleague, who's
Oh,
private
so you
detective.
have other jobs besides doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I am basically the director of the organization, so I have the final responsibility for
Okay.
programs, projects, then contact with donors, fundraising, and so
Lot.
it's yeah, huge. And then my colleague, who is primarily responsible for our database, for our online database, he's responsible for keeping our Facebook fan
Fun
kind of
page.
a fan page
Yeah.
and or fans page. And so he works with Facebook, and he works he tries to keep track on what's happening on the internet about us. So for example, when there is an online portal, there is a news portal which is very popular in Slovakia, and it's run by one of the most popular dailies in Slovakia, and they have a lot of debates under articles. So my colleague watches over those debates if there is not false information about that. So if there is false information about us posted by people in the discussion, he reacts and he puts the facts straight. And he also sometimes does. This page has a very powerful tool. It's like a chart of the most interesting articles on Slovak web. So it doesn't have to come only from his, but it can. So anyone can post an article that appeared on the web and that they believe it's interesting, and people by voting can make it go up the chart. So we usually try to post our articles in this top 10 chart because it's very powerful. People then read it more, and then we have an electronic newsletter that we send directly to subscribe to it, and we try to communicate the basic things through this electronic newsletter. We try to do some fun stuff on Facebook, like for example, we investigate a scandal, and we for example investigate. Am I going into too much details?
No, exactly. What I want is details, so it's okay.
Okay. Like For example, when we investigated a case lately when emissions were the CO2 emissions were sold to a company based in a garage in the state of Washington for a very low price, and the contract was very fishy. So the problem was that this company bought our CO2 emissions for a very low price, and the contract was in favor of the garage company and not in favor of the Slovak government or the Slovak side. And there was a lot of debate for a long time who is behind this company, because the owners were not known. And suddenly some people started to appear in front of media in Slovakia claiming that they are owners of this company, but they couldn't really present any documentation. So the Slovak ministry made a mistake that it started to negotiate with all these people who could be completely false owners. So we made a fan page on Facebook, which was called Interblutken Group. Because this it was kind of a play with words, the company.
Okay, wait. Can you repeat the last sentence? Because I lost you for a second.
Yeah, sure. So the garage company was called Interblue Group, and it was the only person known behind the company was Jana Lutken. So we established a fan page on Facebook called Interblutken Group. So it was a kind of
yes, and I also see that your profile on Facebook is. Susanne Interblutken.
Yeah, this is what I used to support and to promote the group, and the group was basically a fan group saying like, we are also Interblue Group and we also want Slovak emissions and we also want to negotiate with the Slovak government, and people were joining this group, and so. This is like we use the humor to promote the idea that that Slovak ministry has to act seriously and can't negotiate with whoever calls themselves Interblue Group. So we try to kind of like use humor to promote our ideas. And what I'm very happy with is that we are also we are respected as kind of like independent experts. So very much or very often to comment.
Great, and okay, great. So you get comments, and you just said that journalists are calling you. So is there any like? Is whatever you are producing, let's say, and how is it used later on? So you give comments. Do you also cooperate with media on some stories and so on?
Yes. We advise journalists in the process of their stories. So we either advise them on what they should do, or we help them. Like for example, when they can't get to information using the Freedom of Information Act, we would request the information for them, because we have quite a lot of experience in that, and the ministries and institutions know that we would continue to fight for the information in courts and using the prosecution. So there is usually higher chance that when we get involved, the information will come to the media. So this is how we pass cases that we have no capacity to work on. We pass it to journalists.
Okay, great.
But you know, there is always a problem how your content is used in the media and if it's interpreted right. So we try to either have relationships with journalists to explain, or we try to have as much direct contact to people. So that's why we have our videos on the website, where all the press conferences and everything is recorded, and we do our own little videos to explain what we want to reach, and we try also to have direct contact. Like for example, we go to fairs like NGO markets, where you can present your own organization, or to summer festivals, which allow NGOs to have their own activities there. So usually we would have discussions, or we would have a certain stand, or a piece of like, you know, the basic thing you when you sell on the market, you sell fruit. We would have something like that, but we would have like material about our organization. We would
nice.
Try to do something. Yeah, I think direct contact is very interesting and very important, and also like activities to reach out to student groups or to young people and to.
How do you reach out to them? Do you basically just go to the university or?
Yeah, we sometimes hold lectures at the university, or we try to. We have a school of investigative journalism for students, where we select up to 10 students, and we work with them. We give them training in investigative journalism. We try to experiment with forming partnerships with schools. Like, for example, we have one partnership with a school that they send interns to our organization. Or lately, we tried now. We reached out to the Faculty of Design or the Department of Design at the University in Bratislava, and in cooperation with the teachers, with the faculty, we tried to, for example, we held a competition for them to design our web character that we need for one of our projects. So we went with them for a couple of days on a workshop outside Bratislava, and you know, you also then time informally to talk to students. I very much believe in direct contact.
Okay. Yeah, me too. So it's a pity we have to do it over Skype, but well,
yeah,
at least it's better than email. So
yeah, much better.
Okay, moving on. Yesterday you said that something about 25% of your overall budget comes from the 2% donation. What is the missing 75%? Mm-hmm. Basically, how do you get funded?
Well, the missing 75% is usually institutional support from national or domestic foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either Open Society Institute or Trust for Society in Eastern and Central Europe, can be smaller grants from domestic Slovak institutions or corporations.
Mm-hmm.
We have some funding also from Slovak corporations, and then the rest of the very small money comes from individual donations. I'm very surprised that, for example, the last 2 years we are contacted by Slovaks living abroad who say that it's very important to see that somebody is fighting for the country to be healthier. And they find it important when they think of maybe coming back to Slovakia later on to live here. So they started to send us money, individuals just contributing.
Nice.
They want to support us. Or very small budget comes from our own consultancy. Like, for example, we give training to NGOs about their media strategy or about IT sources on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell t-shirts and small merchandise. So
what kind of merchandise?
We have like bags, cups and t-shirts.
Okay.
Really, like, just with, you know, with some with our website and with some like fun, nice pictures.
Nice. So, for how long from 2002 have you been, let's say, when did you see that the money you are receiving is okay for you? Was it 6 months after you started, a year after, 2 years after?
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say that when we started, we already already had funding secured. And of course, we didn't have, at the start, we didn't have much experience with building an NGO, so we were really concentrating only on the programs that we were running, and because there were pilot programs or programs that were not very known in Slovakia, there was a lot of work to do just to convince people that these programs are necessary and good. So we had funding secured for the programs, but later on, like 2-3 years after the establishment of the organization, we of course noticed that to build a sustainable organization, you need supporting jobs, mm-hmm. like fundraiser or a financial director or something like that. But there was no funding available for this. So this is kind of an area that we keep on struggling with. That we have a very developed reputation. We have good programs, but we are not a sustainable NGO. Like for example, we have members and members board members meetings, mm-hmm. but we don't have a board yet. So mm-hmm. so we need to board and we need to find out how to get funding for strategic development.
What do you mean by board?
Like board of directors or
like board of advisors, you mean,
or board of advisors or directors, you know, like usually NGOs have except of executive staff, they also mm-hmm. have board of like known people in the country to help them with fundraising, with contacts. Mm-hmm. They decide about a strategic development of NGOs. So we don't have a board yet. And we would like to have, because that brings other opinions and other kind of like other perspectives into the debate of the organization, and it also can help you when you have a good board with good people. It can help you with contacts, with fundraising.
I see, but for example, I understand that the problem is that you would like to pay those people, yes?
No, that's usually a...
Yeah, because that's... Okay. So, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, because I thought, yeah, that's... It's usually... I thought that's... It's usually a non-paid job, and I misunderstood you, okay? So... Yeah, go ahead.
Usually you have, like, you know, people who are... famous businessmen or
Bono.
Yeah. We are not going that far. That far.
So, I understand that you don't have a person who is on. Yes, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I stuck. Yeah, I didn't hear you for a while.
Okay, so. So basically, what I understand that you don't have a person who is currently responsible only for fundraising, yes?
No.
Okay. So what are those six people responsible for?
Well, as I said, I already described my job. Then we have one colleague who is responsible for accounting and for financial reporting to donors and also organizational side. So whenever we need whatever to run the office properly, so starting from having enough coffee for guests and,
okay. And
paper for printers and stuff like that. So this colleague is basically responsible for accounting and for organizational matters. Then we have one colleague who is responsible for the database project and development on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have one colleague responsible for IT and for all the technical stuff we do. So, for example, keeping up the websites, making new websites for small projects, making web presentations. He's also an administrator for our computers and for our net. So he has basically a technical person
Okay.
Who deals with all the technical sides of our projects. Then we have one colleague who is responsible for the special projects of asset declarations, because that's a lot of it's an incredible amount of work to talk
I can understand.
to the politicians and convince them and advise them. And he also takes part in other small projects when they as they come and go. So then we have one colleague who is responsible for our legal tips and kind of legal work. So he usually writes appeals for freedom of information. He's in contact with our lawyers. When it comes to court, he's usually responsible for drafting legal initiatives or thinking, preparing legal texts when we need to turn to prosecution. And he cooperates with the lawyer. And he also helps a lot with investigation.
So, is there anything you are currently investigating?
Well, we were investigating this CO2 emissions.
Okay.
Currently, but it seems that that now the scandal is already in the full power, and it's and the media are doing a lot of good work. So now we start to more concentrate on the asset declarations because elections are coming up. And we are more concentrated on our school of investigative journalism at the moment, and also we are preparing a watchdog manual. So,
what kind of watchdog manual?
It will be kind of like a cookbook on the in Slovak language on the website for people who would like to watchdog the state or corporations or whoever they choose. So it will contain basic information on what are the sources available, how investigation and what done, what they should be aware of when they organize a project, and it will also have some case studies of our watchdog activities, which it will take people through the case studies and show them what were the problems and how we solved them and what sources of information have we used and so on.
Okay, Susanna, I think I have everything what I wanted for the audio.